The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
But now you may have heard that more than 120 partygoers attended a wedding in Longford last night, despite a court order against the erection of a marquee used for that party and, of course, against the current public health guidelines. We're joined now by Cathaoirleach of Longford County Council, Fine Gael Councillor Paul Ross. Paul, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, we read the reports yesterday afternoon that Armed Guard Thi had been dispatched to make sure that the marquee was taken down or its erection was not complete. And yet it appears that the party went ahead in the marquee. Can you explain?
Yes, well, it was brought to our attention in Longford County Council on Tuesday afternoon that a wedding was going to take place yesterday. In the local cathedral, it was a traveller wedding, and that a marquee had been erected on a site just outside Longford Town. I suppose myself and the county manager discussed the matter, and I felt that we could not stand idly by and let this happen. So with that, we decided to go for an injunction, which was at the Circuit Court in Sligo yesterday morning, yesterday afternoon. So that injunction was got. Now, obviously, we couldn't carry out the injunction with the support of the Gardaí, and we had the full support of the Gardaí, who we spoke to on Tuesday, because we knew this could be a lightning rod when the injunction was got. We didn't get the injunction back to Longford until about 1:30, 2:00 yesterday afternoon. At that point then, there was a delay and a problem with serving the injunction at the site. And that delay meant that the wedding was concluded, and the venue was then full of people, and a decision was made then not to enforce the injunction at that point, we'll say, which I suppose is very, very disappointing for us. We felt we did all that we needed to do to stop this public gathering. It's a bitter blow today, to be honest with you, Pat.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a situation around Christmas in Rathkeel where there was a lot of traveller congregation, and there seemed to be an indifference to the possibility of infection and so on. And now we have a wedding. Again, there is an apparent indifference to the possible infection. But what's most dismaying, I suppose, is that between yourselves, the council and the Gardaí, that it could not be stopped. Which does seem bizarre.
And that's why I think people are even more angry today. I know personally, I feel very, very disappointed today, very angry today. As you said yourself, there is indifference. I mean, there's a flagrant disregard for public health guidelines. On a day today when our vaccine centre in Longford is actually open today for the first day, which should be a good news story for the county. When this happened last night, as you say, a mass gathering, over 120 people, I believe, attended the event last night. Despite what I would say were the best efforts of the council to prevent this, the Garda were well armed. They had a good crew yesterday, and still we couldn't enforce the injunction. It's very, very disappointing. It leaves people very angry today, and I suppose they feel let down. It's just when you go to the effort and then we can't still stop it, people just feel very disillusioned.
Yeah. I mean, people will say, well, maybe, you know, the travellers are being given special treatment, but there have been other situations where large numbers of people gathered and were not easily dispersed by the Gardaí. These were people presumably from the settled community. So anyway, a method has got to be worked out by the authorities one way or the other to cope with situations like this wherever they arise and with whomsoever they arise.
Yeah, you're right. And when we discussed this on Tuesday, we always knew that getting the injunction was one thing and getting to enforce the injunction was another thing. But people are have to be responsible for their actions. On a week, I suppose, when Pavi Point are looking for, I believe, the travelling community to be vaccinated as a priority, and then you see this action happening yesterday with total disregard to the people of Longford. And I've had numerous stories this morning of people whose lives have been totally disrupted, of funerals they couldn't attend, of people in hospital they couldn't attend, of women who had babies with no partners. I mean, this thing yesterday in Longford just has been a lightning rod for people express their annoyance. Mm. And it's very, very frustrating. And you cannot blame people for being annoyed about it, Pat.
I understand why they may not have wanted to get into conflict. There would have been a relatively small number of them and 120 people attending a wedding. You know, it's an impossible task.
One has to have sympathies for them as well. It's a difficult situation. Obviously, they haven't been vaccinated. There is anecdotally a higher number of COVID instances among the travelling community. We have spotted that from the HSE in Longford. But it's so disappointing today, and one does feel disillusioned, and you know, there's huge anger out there on the strength of this.
All right, Councillor Paul Ross Cahillach of Longford County Council, thank you very much for joining us. A couple of comments on that. Shocking that the travel community in Longford have so little regard for the wider community and for the health implications. Watch the numbers of cases rise over the next 2 weeks. It seems we have different laws for different folks. That's from Chris. Why could the Gardaí not stop this? Are they not law enforcement? No support to the council. Another one saying the Gardaí will take action. Not a hope. Hundreds at a funeral in Bunclody and the Gardaí just drove past. That's from Graham in Wexford. Another one, this community can do what it wants. These people will be into our hospitals expecting to be treated, a law unto themselves.